Welcome back to The Takeaway. We go to the United Kingdom now, where the government is getting set to approve a new in vitro fertilization procedure. It's called mitochondrial transfer. And here's the thing. It gives babies created through IVF genetic material not from two parents, which is normal, but from three different parents. Two parents and a donor, really. Doug Turnbull is director of Wellcome Trust Center for Mitochondrial Research at Newcastle University in the UK. He pioneered this new IVF procedure, and he joins me now from his office in Newcastle. Hi, doctor.
Hi.
Thanks for being with us. So mitochondrial transfer, you're doing this procedure to prevent genetic diseases, as I understand it, right? These are diseases like muscular dystrophy, other diseases that are carried in the mitochondrial DNA.
Yes. Mitochondria are like the powerhouses of batteries and cells, and they generate the energy that cells need, whether it be muscle, whether it be heart, whether it be brain. And the patients who have these mitochondrial diseases effectively run out of energy. And this can produce very severe diseases that you've already mentioned and can lead to early death.
So once you've identified that an embryo, a baby, might be at risk of inheriting one of these diseases, describe for us in terms that we can understand about how you combine, I guess, good mitochondrial DNA to replace the bad?
Yeah. Doctors like me look after large families of patients who carry these mutations. So these mutations are well described, and women that carry these mutations are clearly at risk of having severely affected offspring. So what we are proposing and other people are proposing to do is transfer the nuclear DNA, and the nuclear DNA is a DNA that carries the vast majority of our genes. So the genes that make you or me, are in that nuclear DNA. We proposing to transfer those nuclear genes from an egg, either just before fertilization or just after fertilization, from an egg that contains unhealthy mitochondria with a mutation to an egg from another woman that's got healthy mitochondria. Thus, the baby that would be subsequently be born would have all the nuclear characteristics, all the characteristics you would expect, but would have healthy mitochondria. And those healthy mitochondria would be derived from another woman.
Which is to say that you wouldn't have a baby that's a sort of composite of three parents, as we would think, you know, hair color and eye color, but just the small mitochondrial part. And Dr. Turnbull, I know you're familiar with the criticism here, and of course it might come as something expected. You're creating an embryo essentially for spare parts is the ethical concern of some of your opponents here, that you're not creating an embryo that is strictly from two parents and you're sort of creating a hybrid embryo that's for medical parts.
Yes, and clearly there is, you know, some people have very strong views on this, and I respect those views. We know that in the UK those views represent about 1 in 10 people. So what we're proposing is that since there's no cure for mitochondrial disease, that this would be a way of women that carry these mutations of having healthy children. And whilst I accept that it is not acceptable for some people, I think the vast majority of people in the UK, at least that's from the public surveys, would accept this as being ethically acceptable.
Well, if 1 in 10 people disagree with it in the UK, Dr. Doug Turnbull, I can almost guarantee you that a much higher percentage of people in the United States would disagree with this procedure if it ever comes here. But it's fascinating. That's Doug Turnbull, director of the Wellcome Trust Center for Mitochondrial Research at Newcastle University. Thank you, doctor.
Bye-bye.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.